It's Wendy Snyder sitting in for Bob Surratt. I'll be here today and tomorrow. This show flies. It totally flies by. Dave Ennett in the studio with me, handling sports this morning. Steve Grzanich in the newsroom. And Vicky Kakuzian, I love saying that name. She's got you covered with traffic. And I got a message yesterday. I don't know what is wrong with me. On my phone was ringing. It says possible spam, but yet I still answer it. I don't know. I guess that proves I will talk to anyone who will listen. And they said, you know, this is your energy provider, and we are going to shut off your power. You're behind in payments. And I'll be honest with you, I went to ComEd.com and checked, and I was not. But it's like, you know, if you need to talk to someone, talk to them right now. Scam Central, we have the guy who is going to take care of this and won't let us get scammed. He is Steve Burness, president and CEO of the BBB. Steve, how the heck are you?
I'm doing well, Wendy. How are you doing today?
Well, I'm finding it to be easier and easier to get scammed because, really, it puts you in a panic situation when you think your electricity is going to shut off. So you want to click on the link and get everything taken care of. But what I did and what I've learned from you is I took that spam phone call and I went and did my own investigating and went to ComEd.com and saw that I was not late with my payment. And that's what you have to do, right?
Exactly, Winnie. That's what you have to do. They're imposter scams, and it's increasing at the Better Business Bureau. I've never seen it. And this is my 35 years at the BBB. It's increasing in all facets, not only from utilities, but the government. And they all call up, and you have to do something quickly. And it's usually within 30 minutes, and that's what we call the tip-off to the rip-off, Wendy, as you know. It's important that if somebody wants you to do something quickly, there's something that you have to do some further research like you did. But we suggest, the Better Business Bureau suggests, rather you not answer your phone calls if it's not from a recognized number. And the reason behind that, Wendy, is it allows you then to hear the message and do your due diligence first. And sometimes scammers don't leave messages, but sometimes they do. They just go on to the next call. They want to get a live person. So it's best not to answer emails for somebody you don't know, and obviously not answering your phone because even knocks at your door, because we're still having issues with state utility workers coming to your house saying that they're from ComEd and that, you know, that something's wrong with your electricity. They need access to your house. And people get scared. They let them in, and guess what? They leave that front door open. They take them down to the basement to look at the wires. And again, two or three other guys come in the house and rob your house while you're downstairs. So it's important to let your, you know, parents know, your siblings know, and get the word out about the imposter scam.
It's really easy to fall for. Listen, I am not a dingbat. I am really not. And I am computer savvy, and I know what's going on. But you get a knock at your door, and it's like, you know, if somebody's in a uniform and they say, your air conditioner isn't working very well, is it? We're going to do an inspection. I mean, for half a second, I can see where somebody would fall for that.
Exactly, because they kind of put the fear into you. They all look, they have those official-looking vests. They even have a clipboard with a pen and some type of identification that could be easily copied or manipulated. And they want immediate access to your house, something important, your electricity, your gas, or whatever it may be. And that's how they get into the house, and you freely let them in. And it's important. You know, door-to-door, there's always going to be door-to-door people. You're never going to get away from that. But you never do business with somebody without doing some research on them. So you never open that door, and that's the key, because once you open the door, you give them access to your house. You could be in danger. And I've known some people that actually have been held hostage in their basement while they did, ransack their house.
Good
so they
God.
Got downstairs, and they pulled a gun out on them, and then the guys came in and robbed the house, and then they left. So it's just imposter scams is increasing at the Better Business Bureau. But, Wendy, we also need consumers to report these scams to us, even if you don't fall victim. Our scam tracker, like Santa Tracker, keeps track of scams all across North America, so we can warn others, warn the government, and warn the officials to put these, you know, individuals out of business or put them in jail where they belong.
They do belong there. And now school's out and summer camps are starting up. Is there some scam involving summer camps out there?
Well, there's always the questionable camps. Are they really legitimate organizations? I don't think parents know where they can check. And I think a great resource for parents is the American Camping Association, which accredits camps based on accountability and credibility and commitment. There's a lot of great camps out there, but I think parents don't do the research ahead of time. There's a lot of complaints from parents over the years where they get involved in these camps, and they weren't even truly a camp at all. They just took the money, or they were camped at, they felt their children, were in somewhat danger. So I think just because it's a camp or it's listed in a phone book or in a newspaper or on radio, you still have to do the research on them and make sure they're legitimate and accredited by somebody, whether it be the American, Camping Association or other types of associations like the YMCA or neighborhood groups. There's a lot of them out there, but be careful when, just picking one out of the blue without doing any research, because like any business, Wendy, you have to do the research ahead of time. We always hear from consumers after the fact when they've been victimized,
right,
or they say, or they do the research after, Wendy. They say, after I did the research, after I got scammed, I realized they are scamming. Well, you should have spent that time ahead of time. You would have been scammed, and that's how scammers get away with it.
And that's why it keeps happening, because it works. All you have to do is go to BBB.org. I'm there right now. And if you're doing work with a business, a contractor, look them up. See if they're cool with the BBB. He is Steve Burness. He protects us all, president and CEO of the Better Business Bureau. Take care of yourself and stay cool this summer, okay?
You too. Thank you so much, Wendy. Have a great day.
You as well.